Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John Zerline and Lance Zerline on ESPN 97.5 and 92 Zerline.
It's a lot of Zerline. 906 ESPN 97.5 and 9. See, we don't have interesting lives like these guys. Well,
I did when I lived in New Orleans, obviously, and hung out in pool halls.
Yeah,
that was. I saw some stuff there.
Wow, that dude, the driver just innocuously, yeah, your daughter didn't accept this. My daughter, what?
I mean, why would...
Describe my daughter.
No, but why would the daughter be, yeah, well, no, I don't know that story, but can you imagine this? If all that is true, the amount of change...
Oh my God,
that he changed enacted the lives. On, he changed the course of lives.
Like the whole family, the kids, yeah. Everybody.
If they had kids. Oh, yeah. The four sons.
He's got four sons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. Crazy. All right.
Maybe he made somebody's life better.
Well,
maybe
you
that,
know.
Maybe that driver made somebody's life better.
Well, the wife's for
most
sure.
Most of the
she
drivers
was getting
I know.
Cheated on.
Most of the drivers I know just do this.
Here's.
And they go
leave.
Back to the
They're
thing.
Out.
They don't wait to see if somebody's dressed in just a shirt only.
Yeah, but that's better. If you wait.
I thought he was going to say. And then I knocked on the door, and this time it was the wife, and she told me to come in. I'm like, wait, that's from Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, that's not real life.
That's not real.
That didn't happen.
Hanky spanky, that's not true.
Our Astros won again yesterday, bounced back from a loss, a tough, tough, tough loss. Here's two things that'll happen with the Astros, okay?
The only reason that was a tough loss is because Altuve brought you so far up because of the grand slam. That's the only reason that was a tough loss.
Yeah, you were so high, and then you were then bam, you couldn't hit. You hit rock bottom. So you know what? But you bounce back, and you bounce back with a listen on paper. A Joe Ryan branded Belak outing. It's going to be you know what the Astros were only -110 at home. Astros -110 at home is not big, and the under over was 8.5. Which is a pretty low under-over.
They're two of the lowest scoring, lowest runs allowed teams in baseball.
Right, but it was Brandon Belak on the mound.
Right, okay? Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So they were thinking, well, it could be a 5-1 game, but it's going to be Twins 5-1 because Joe Ryan has been great. Listen, the way that Brandon Belak was able to step up the way that he did, and the Astros were able to step up, Bregman is hitting again. Dusty is actually pushing the right buttons with these guys. It seems every time he plays Corey Jolks comes through. Every time Chaz is in there, Chaz is coming through. Every time Jake is in there, Jake is coming through. Every time Dubon is in there, Dubon is coming through. He's got a lot of buttons to push. You can't placate everybody when you got this many guys for this few positions.
I'm not trying to see. This is why do we talk about placating people? Dusty's job is to placate Jim Crane and the Astros. There's only one. The only person he needs to placate is the Astros owner. That's it. And the way you do that is to compete for a World Series. I think we spend too much time now in sports talking about. Is this guy happy? Is this guy happy? Your job should be to make the best decisions for your team to be the best they can be. That's really all your job is. That's why I don't understand, like, if Dusty thinks the best job is to put, you know, Jeremy Pena at 6 or 7, okay, go do that. I disagree. But I don't think it should be based on anyone like, well, let's keep this guy happy or that guy happy. That's not what this is. If you need to massage egos, that's fine. But I don't feel like the Astros have... Well, guys that they have to massage your egos, do you?
Well, listen, it's not even placate is probably the wrong word. You got to use your whole – listen, he even started Salazar yesterday. You got to have – you got to play 26 – for 25 guys. You got to have these guys all being sharp because you might have injuries or whatever. And it's not like, well, Jake is so good, Chaz can't get on the field. Or Dubon is so good that, you know, you can't get other guys. Ajulk can't get on the field. But when they do get in there, they're actually hitting. And it ain't one of the hardest things to do in baseball is not play on an everyday basis and hit. Because you're not seeing major league pitching every day. You're going to go through ups and downs in a major league season. If you're sitting on the bench, chances are you're going to have a real hard time hitting. There is no question about that. And yet it seems like every time he brings these guys in, now I know Chaz is hitting 220. I know, you know, jokes, whatever. It is unbelievable, just, though, how these guys step up time and time again.
See, that's why with the Astros, you almost have to look at it differently. It's not about consistency of performance. It is for the core guys. But for guys like Jolks, you can have three games where you don't have an impact. But if you have a big impact in one of the four games, that's huge. Like your ability to step up. Same thing with a Caleb Martin in basketball, right? Yeah. There's certain guys, we just want you to step up. If Dubon comes up and, you know, and plays really well in two out of three games in a series, that's when Altuve was out, that's how you end up being 32-22 with all these injuries and all these issues. You just think, man, they're not hitting home runs. The pitching has been good. I mean, Framber is an ace. Mm-hmm. There just can't be any more. I don't know how long he has to do it where people call him Framber an ace. Framber's an ace. He's an SP1. Framber is that guy. And Christian Javier's right up there, too. I mean, and Hunter Brown is who we think he is. Now, how high up the chain can he go? We'll find out. But those three guys have handled their business. But you have had – Dubon was never expected to play like he played during stretches when Altuve was gone. Never could that have been the expectation. Corey Jolks, we thought it was going to be Dearden who was the guy who made it out of spring and it ended up being Jolks, and Jolks ended up having a positive impact. I mean, how huge is that? And you know, every once in a while Maldi does something with the bat that you're like, well,
he had a good week last
Yeah,
week.
He did.
You know, he had a good week, which is yay. Maldi had a good week.
I'll take it.
No, but it's the pitching that has definitely been, and guys like Maton stepping up, and guys like, I mean, I'm hoping, I just, you know, Neris stepping up. The other day when that ball dropped, I don't know what Neris was thinking. He thought Bregman could get there, but a pop-up right in front of the plate, and Neris just lets it fall there. You know who I worry about most every time he comes into the game?
Who?
Montero.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
high-paid reliever.
Yeah, the guy who just got picked up.
But you were like that last year, too.
$34 million. Yeah.
Montero scares you. Yep. Same way Presley scares me, and it's not even really, you know, I just have such a, we saw one earlier this year where it looked like he was going to give up the loss, and then he buckled down and got the last two guys. Remember?
Yeah.
Whenever it looked like, how the hell are they going to get a tie game and go to extra innings with this one, or even, God forbid, lose. And then he ended up getting the last two. I can't remember who that game was, but there's just certain guys that it's hard to – you get a narrative. It's not really fair. Baseball's the worst at that, where you kind of feel a certain way about a guy, and then you just, for, you know, 20 games pass, 30 games pass, you realize, oh, man, this guy's way worse or way better than I've been thinking he was. It just kind of creeps up on you in baseball.
Absolutely. 713-780-3776, the number. If you want to get in here, let's go. 713-780-3776. Let's take a quick one here. Pena, we'll get you in on the other side. And don't forget, this Friday, we are going to be at T-Box, Texas, in Kema. Go to my Twitter handle and see what we're going to be playing for. Just $25. You come all day long. We're going to all play the same conditions at Pebble. We're going to play a round. We are going to be playing for this unbelievable cooler. It's the nicest cooler I've ever seen. That's all I'm going to say. Go to my Twitter account and you can see it. Play a round of golf on the simulator, and the lowest score is going to take home this $500 cooler. For more information, all you have to do is go to find out where it is, T-Box, Texas. You got to come at some point between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. All the shows are going to be out there. And you play this round at Pebble for just $25, and you got a shot at this cooler. And hey, listen, I played with a guy Corey. He shot 8 under when we played on this. I played with him regular golf, real golf. He's awful. So you can score low if you think that you can, you know, oh, I'm not good enough
you
to play in that thing.
You always take backhanded compliments.
Well,
you're he is awful and he won.
No, he's really not good. But on this simulator, he shot an 8 under this day. I was like, oh my God, this guy's going to be, I can't play with him. Obviously, he's not, I can't. And he got on a real golf course and took care of that business. But I'm telling you, we're going to have a great time. We want you to come on by on Friday out at T-Box Texas in League City. Right now, though, let's talk a little tequila.
Let's talk about Maestro Dobell's ability to change your evening. If you're going to host people, you're going to have friends coming over, maybe you're going to make margaritas, I'm going to give you a couple ideas. You've always got the Maestro Dobell Silver, which is going to give you a great margarita every time out. But how about the smoke silver? Why don't you make a couple different batches? Do them whether it's frozen or on the rocks. Do one batch that's the silver and one that's the smoke silver called the Humito, because the smoke silver is going to have a nice little smokiness to it, which I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy. Or you can, you know, use the Reposada if you want to use the Reposada to do that as well. That also is going to make a different type of margarita that I think people will really enjoy. That's just one example of one of the things you can do. Maybe, you know, instead of an after-dinner drink, you got your standard after-dinner drinks, why don't you try an Añejo? That is a very nice, smooth after-dinner tequila. It's great sipping. You can do it with you can do it cold. You can do it with ice. You can do it neat, and you're going to really enjoy the smooth flavor and the way that it goes down, and that's something that I think is really going to add some enjoyment to your party or to your get-together, either before or after. So Maestro Dobell, make it a social thing as well. Whether you're just having your own social time or you're inviting people over, it's going to be my good friends over at Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5 in the studio with the candlestick.
Flames on the side of my face, breathing, breathless. Heaving.
Let's all get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
It's enough out of you, Spencer.
Corey, thanks for the love, my man. Sorry about your game.
Don't worry, Corey. You're not the only guy to catch bullets when John's trying to compliment somebody.
So
it starts off as a compliment, and then it turns into just full-scale bullets.
It's not. I'm just telling the truth. That's all. Okay? You can't handle the truth. I've never played frisbee golf with you, but I if you're terrible, then I'm going to have to say it. Okay? But we'll see, but I guess we'll never see because I'll never play frisbee golf. So these guys could be, get this, NFL players who could be post June 1st cuts.
Yeah, there's some big names.
Joe Mixon.
Yep.
Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm. There's talk about trying to move Dalvin Cook, but
yeah, they didn't move him before the traded.
They didn't move him before the draft, so the question is going to be who wants to take on the oft-injured running back.
Well, and because both those guys, well,
another second contract that's a nightmare for a team, for a running back.
The Bengals would save $10 million, and it'd be just $2.75 in dead cap money.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's flipped. So, it's, yeah, cap casualties.
Dalvin Cook, he's a $14.1 million cap hit. So, afterwards, after June 1st, you can split it into 2 years, so... And then Ryan Tannehill, okay. They
have to play with Tannehill unless they're trying to tank. Well, they've got Malik Willis
Will Levis.
Will Levis. Like, they can't win with those guys.
Most reports out of Titans camp during OTAs have been overwhelmingly positive for rookie second-round pick Will Levis.
Yeah, I know. I remember when that was said about Trey Lance. I remember when that was said last year about Malik Willis.
Yeah.
I was reading about Malik Willis. Where was it? Yeah, during camp, but then the preseason, it was bad, except the last preseason game. You cannot trust these this camp stuff. Like, there's a lot of very positive about Anthony Richardson too. Man, when the bullets fly, it's different. You can't just assume camp means nothing to me.
This makes a little sense though. Tannehill's linked to Atlanta and former offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
Yeah, that would make some sense. But if you're going to do that, I mean, I guess you'd have to be ready to roll with Levis. Yeah, that's the only way you could do that. It's got to be Levis versus the world. So, if you're ready to do that. Now, Levis has played in a pro-style passing attack, but I don't think Levis is ready. I mean, I'm not going to change my thought on that. Levis is not the kind of guy that I would trust, unless you're okay with being bad the first year. And maybe you are. You know, maybe the Titans have said, we need to get Levis ready. Derrick Henry's only going to, you know, we're only going to keep Derrick a year more. That could be something, too, that you look at. Is maybe Tennessee says, let's take our lumps this year and get Levis ready. Maybe they do that.
Yeah.
Maybe they do that. I would almost rather wait until the trade deadline if I were going to do it for Tennessee. Is I would rather try to trade Ryan Tannehill instead of make him a June 1st cut. Now, those are two different things, but not really. I mean, once you hit June 1st, you're in the next calendar year. I would rather hang on to Tannehill and see what happens with Oakland, with their quarterback situation, because I don't think Tom Brady's playing anymore.
So he's still the favorite right now.
I know. I don't. Do you buy that? No. I think Tom, that would be so embarrassing for Tom to say no.
Well, isn't he invested?
And you can't play. Yeah, if you're going to be an owner, invested. You can't play also.
Yeah, apparently, the league would have to. But right. You know who they would make an exception for?
Tommy?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? If Tom Brady comes back?
I don't
back?
Think you can make an exception. If that's the rule, of course, how often do you have to have rules like, look, I'm never expecting Cal to step up and compete for a spot at the quarterback position. Do you ever have to worry about any ownership groups playing quarterback? When has this ever had to be addressed?
Well, if LeBron owns.
If Woody Johnson, yeah. LeBron owns a basketball team.
If he buys into an NFL team, I'd worry about him coming in and playing tight end.
I would love to see LeBron. No, let him. I would love to see LeBron play tight end for 1 year. Like, if he's really tired of basketball, go try to play tight end. Do it better, and then you could say, maybe he is a GOAT. LeBron caught 5 touchdowns. Jordan couldn't be a major league hitter. Maybe that's the argument. LeBron can say, see, I knew it. I am better.
He's not the GOAT, and I'll never say that. Never, I don't care what he does. He could quarterback the Super Bowl champs, and I'd still say Jordan's the best.
By the way, somebody said, Art said, yeah, the craziest thing I ever saw recently was a pro football team giving the keys of the whole organization to an inexperienced alleged pastor. You know, we're probably desensitized. The Jack Easterby reign of terror was literally one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
In sports.
Yeah, and a quarterback getting in trouble for 27 lawsuits of massages with people who didn't actually give massages, weren't licensed. That's pretty. We just kind of, that's no big deal, was it? Yeah, it was a quarterback, a star quarterback, being in trouble because he was soliciting massages from people who don't give massages, and it turned into thrusting and grinding and handsy stuff, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty wild, I guess, now that we think about it.
Tony says, not recent, but Reggie Jackson once stepped in to break up an altercation between him and another idiot.
Yeah.
Which Reggie Jackson, the basketball player or the baseball player?
Baseball Reggie Jackson.
How do you know it wasn't the basketball
Well, if one? He stepped in, it'd be while he was here with the Astros. So it probably would have been within the last, 3 years?
Or maybe Oklahoma City was in town at the time.
Maybe, but I think he would have just pulled out his phone to record. He's younger. That age group just does this immediately and tries to get the fight going, and then they record it.
Pena wants to talk about the NBA Finals, but who doesn't? What's up, Pena?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Real quick, Lance, what LeBron can – until someone says, I got robbed from my LeBron, that's when he will be past Michael Jordan. So until that happens, end of discussion. But, I want to talk about the NBA Finals, guys. I really think Timothy Butler is going to pull off one game. I think Jokic is going to win the ring. I would like any both of the teams to win, but I think I like Jokic more. And, John, I got a question for you. If you had to get rid of one of these games for the rest of your life, which one would it be, golf or poker? Have a great day, guys.
Golf or poker? Which one would I get rid of?
Which one?
for the rest of my life, I'd probably get rid of poker. Yeah. But luckily, I live in America where I don't have to get rid of either of them.
Yeah. If you live in a communist country, you'd have to choose one. Yeah.
You can't do both in a communist country.
No, in China, they make you choose.
Luckily, I have a wonderful wife who says, what are you doing today? I'm going to go play
poker.
Actually,
in China,
and she's like, yay, go.
I always get confused on China. It's communist China, but they do a lot of stuff now. Like, it's really opened up. You play golf. Like, can you play golf in China? I'm assuming that there's these quadruple-tiered things where they just... I know in Japan, but...
I think that's more China. I don't know.
In China, is there golf?
There's not a lot of... Yeah.
What about poker? I don't know. These are things I need to know. I guess I could Google.
I'm glad.
Do they play golf and poker in China? I guess I could Google. Hey, Siri. Do they play poker in China?
Here's what I found from Wikipedia. Chinese poker is a poker variant that came from
Asia. No, Chinese people play a lot of cards. I'm sure they play poker.
Well, okay. Are they Chinese?
What? What do you mean?
Are you saying, you say Chinese people play a lot of... Do you mean Asian people in general?
No, specifically Chinese people.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. Carol's Chinese, and she plays a lot of
She's not in China. We're talking about America.
No. Those people like to play.
Have you ever played?
Well, I'm not Chinese.
Okay, have you ever played poker?
I'm not Chinese. They're those people.
You say Carol, who owns China Garden, yeah, and she's Chinese. The big trio, the big three. No. Have you ever played poker and golf on the same day?
Yes.
I'm assuming yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you also ordered egg rolls before and had all the big three? That's a lot. Not that they're all tied together, but because we're talking about China.
No, probably not, because it would be difficult to order egg rolls and play poker.
Do they play golf in Russia?
Yes, they play. I don't know that.
Has Jack Nicklaus ever designed a course in
Russia?
In Russia?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
have
to shut
one.
It down for months at a time.
Yeah. Right. You only open like 2 months a year.
Russians play poker, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that.
Teddy KGB.
Yeah. Yeah. And whenever I saw the casinos in London, they were all run by Russians. And it was kind of nerve-wracking. You could tell, but you're not allowed to wear a hat inside the casino. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I couldn't wear a Real Madrid shirt.
Yeah, I know.
And that was in free.
Yeah, but if you go into a casino where you know it's run by Russians, immediately I know I'm going to –
You're going to
lose. I feel like nothing good is going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Why am I here?
Either
I don't want to go into any businesses run by Russians.
Why?
Why would I?
What business? What are you against those people?
What business?
Well, my man, Michael, who ran Get Me, he's Russian. He's Russian American, but yeah.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about this. If you have voice like this, come in here to this restaurant, and in the back there's a nice girl for you. No, I don't want to get caught up in any of this
Russian
stuff.
Nice Russian girl.
What the strings attached with this? Mm. What are you? Mm. No. Mm. No. You don't want any. She's there
Before
against
you were
her will.
Married, nice Russian
She's
girl.
There against her will, obviously. Okay. No. Right. I just don't want to go into Russia.
I don't want one of those nice Russian girls.
Come
okay?
in here for foot massage. Russian foot massage. Nope. I'm not going in there. We have a watch for you. Go in there all the way in the back. No. I'm not going to go in all the way
watch,
in the back.
But let's talk about what about siding and windows from a Russian company?
No. I go with a Texas company.
Oh.
I don't even want an American company. I want a Texas America company.
Okay.
I want a Houston, Texas America company. And that would be Allstate Windows and Siding. You know why? Because we have different types of weather here. Oh, are you looking for blistering heat with tremendous humidity? We've got that. Are you looking for nonstop rain and flooding and hurricanes? You're looking for winds at 80 miles an hour? What are you looking for? You want some hail? We've got that, too. That's why I want my windows and my I definitely want my windows built here in the state of Texas. Let's focus on windows today. They're built in the state of Texas for Texas weather. Double pane, double strength. They add up to 40% efficiency with your energy bill. So you're cutting energy bills by up to 40% because of the energy efficiency of new windows that are retrofit into your home so that you don't have leakage. Helps keep the dust out of your home. Helps to lower the amount of noise, helps to keep you safer, and it looks great. New windows from Allstate Windows and Siding looks great. And they've got deep discounts for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. You need to tell them that you are a listener, and you can get the discounts. They'll tell you what kind of discounts they have for windows or for complete siding jobs. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude, totally.
Hey, time for me to talk about your terrible, ugly, gross habit of chewing tobacco. Gross. Stop already. You don't need it in your life. She doesn't want it in your life. You got spittle all over your shirt. It's gross. You're spitting into a cup or a bottle, a beer bottle, and somebody picks it up. Oh, I had it. The spit cup spilled all over my books. One of my books in college threw it right out. It's gross. The habit is gross. She hates it. You're ruining your teeth. You're really threatening your health, honestly, when you're chewing tobacco. It's in between your teeth. It's gross. It stinks. Everything about it is gross. How about this? 975dip.com. 975dip.com. Canstead and Dublin. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. And it's got the flavors that you want. All of the citrus flavors, the dark mint, the fire, the tobacco flavor, whatever flavor that you're looking for. You got it. Stop already with the dip. Go to 975dip.com. 975dip.com.
The preambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's something we haven't had in a while. And we should just do a show sometime of random questions. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Here's one. Ryan has a cooking question. We appreciate this.
Yeah.
If you have a random question.
We're coming up on summer. I think we're in it.
Yeah.
We're in it.
If you've got a traffic question or a cooking question or a sewing question.
Well,
or
not sewing.
Well, we could answer it.
I can't answer anything.
Well, you don't know. A knitting question. A question about chess or checkers. Whatever it is.
Yeah, typically. So we used to do for, I did that for InfoLine for years at 790. I've done it here when you've been gone, InfoLine. Yeah. Of course, that's a different vibe. It's a very quiet music underneath, and you speak like this. And yeah. It's InfoLine 97.5.
Right. So Ryan has a cooking question. What's up, Ryan?
So what's up, fellas? So what I have for lunch today is some fish and some broccoli. What's the over and under that my coworkers are going to hate me around lunchtime?
It's 100. It's 100%.
So are you going to heat it? I mean, if
you're
going to
go in the microwave.
If you're going to go for, yeah, you got to.
You got to.
If you want people to hate you, you've got
yes.
to. Is there anything worse? Microwave broccoli.
And fish.
Yeah, fish is bad. I think microwave broccoli, cauliflower's right there too. But microwave broccoli is, it's just the, you can't get away from the fact that it's a fart smell. There's nothing you can get. That lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
They will hate you, but you can't let them know it's you.
What?
You sneak it. You got to sneak it.
You can't. Okay, first of all, you have to go into the kitchen and you have to put it in there.
But you do it
and
quick.
And you walk out. Okay. What are you going to do? Hold the plate up so nobody can see? I mean, how are you going to? You got to cover it up with another plate maybe so that nobody knows it was your broccoli and your fish. That's a good way to go about it. But everybody's going to know. Because you're going to smell like that too. They're going to see you eating it. The whole thing. And everybody's going to hate you. But you know what? You go, hey, screw you. You want me to start farting in here? No. I'm living my life. Okay.
What's the over under? It's a lock.
It's a lock.
They're going to hate you.
Yeah.
100%.
No. It's absolutely.
You think fish is worse than broccoli?
They're both bad. They're both really bad. So, am I ahead of my time or am I not ahead of my time? Rockets trade target, Jaylen Brown. Celtics enter offseason full of uncertainty. When did I say that they were going to go
wait,
after
wait,
Kevin
wait.
Brown?
Read the story of where do they get the fact that he's a
well,
trade
first
target.
Of all, he's eligible for a $295 million Supermax. If he does sign the Supermax, you can't trade him for, I think it's a year. But if he decides, I don't want to be in Boston anymore, the Rockets have enough. They have enough to pay him, not super max, because only his team can give him super, but they can give him max dollars, okay? They can sign him to a max contract. They have enough capital, draft assets, and players, young players, that they could make the deal, okay? I don't think it's out of the question because, listen, they tie to Ime Udoka, right? I talked about this when I talked about that Ime Udoka was their target.
Yeah, right? But then you tried to back out of Jalen because a lot of heat came. And you said,
oh, a lot of
ESPN
heat.
ESPN said Jalen Brown's target. You said he just could be.
No.
Is he or is he not?
I know he is someone that they are. You can't tamper, right? There's no tampering. There's no tampering involved. I know he's a person of interest.
That sounds like he's committed a murder. It's like that's on SVU or
right.
Castle.
Well,
he's a person of interest in this or some type of terrible, you know,
right.
crime that's been committed.
Well,
person of interest.
You don't want to commit any crimes if you're the Rockets, so you don't want to. There's been no tampering. I know that.
Right.
But I know that he's on the. Of course he's on the radar.
Why would he not?
Everybody, he should be on every team's radar.
100%.
But the Rockets actually have capital.
And I
told
you.
The Rockets actually have cap space.
You can't bring, could you afford to, well, you'd have to make a trade because he want to supermax this thing out. But could you, or get as much as he could, but could you afford to bring him and James in together?
I don't want, don't. What?
No. I mean, if Tillman is just so locked in on James.
No. Yeah, you do have enough. Actually, you do have probably. You got over $60 million in that neighborhood.
Okay. Well, now, would you change things? Now, I have not seen James be able to have a long-term relationship with a co-star. Wasn't Dwight? Wasn't CP3?
No, didn't you hear?
He didn't
James said, I want to be the guy again. I
want to be able to play my brand of ball.
My brand of ball.
What he said.
Yeah, right. Did you see the story today? Remember when the Rockets were interested in Jimmy Butler and tried to make a trade with Minnesota? They offered four first. Jonathan Fagan has the story this morning in the Chronicle. They offered four first rounders. Here was the reaction on ESPN. The reaction that it was two guys were on the set. Who was it that was on the set at ESPN? It was back in the day. So, gosh dang it.
Legler?
No, it wasn't Legler.
Everything's Tim Legler.
No, it was the guy
Kirk?
Who is super liberal and he's no longer doing sports.
You're talking about Keith Olbermann.
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
He was banging his head when they read the story. The Rockets are offering four firsts for Jimmy Butler.
Uh-huh.
He was just like,
how long ago
my
was
goodness.
This?
That was back in. And when was he there? In
Olbermann
18?
Hadn't been in.
It was 18.
Oh, because Olbermann came back to ESPN?
Yeah, he came back to ESPN. Okay. Right, he came back. Oh, yeah, it was Kevin Negandhi laughed as he held up four fingers while Keith Olbermann banged his head on the desk. Do you want to know right now who's gone for four first rounders? The list that Jonathan Fagan put out there. They sent Rudy Gobert to the Timberwolves for four first-round picks, a pick swap, and four players, including Walker Kessler. Okay? They sent Donovan Mitchell to the Cavaliers for three first-round picks and three players, including Lauri Markkanen. The Spurs received three first-round picks and a pick swap when they sent DeJounte Murray to the Hawks. The Nets dealt Kevin Durant to the Suns this season for four first-round picks. Of all of those guys, okay, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, DeJounte Murray, Rudy Gobert. Look at these guys. Harden went for all of those picks from the Rockets. Russell Westbrook, two first-round picks and two first-round pick swaps to Oklahoma City. Of all of those guys, which one would you like to have right now?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yeah. And the Rockets were the first to offer four first rounders. Mm-hmm. The Rockets saw what was in him.
So that was Morey.
That was Daryl Morey.
Daryl understood that picks aren't people. Picks are concepts. And you get excited about picks. But in basketball, to Daryl, I know his belief was if you're not in the top four or five, it's your pick is irrelevant.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. Well, you wish you had that top pick this year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You wish you had a top three pick.
Top three pick.
Yeah. Amen Thompson is gaining more and more and more mm-hmm. love out there.
Whitmore is a guy who's getting some notice. I know Roosh Williams made a comment about, please don't draft based on Harden coming back. Please don't find somebody that fits Harden's game.
No. Gosh.
God, are we going to get back to one in, four out? I mean, 1-4 sets, basically? Or is this what it's going to be again? Udoka doesn't run that.
And are you gonna give him 4 years as old as he is right now? Are you kidding me? Please, Rockets, please.
This 8 years ago today on Game of Thrones, Jon Snow saw the Night King for the first time.
On this day. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago today. The first Night King sighting by Jon Snow. It was a show. It's not real. I don't know if you know that. There's no real
Night King felt real.
There's no drag. Did it? Because it only took like 20 minutes to defeat him after 8 years of.
It took a long time. They just had to have that dragon stone or whatever.
No, it took 20 minutes of a battle after 8 years.
Wait, that's not
of
true.
Being scared
he
of him.
He kicked people's ass multiple episodes.
And then you couldn't even see the fight because it was so dark.
Yeah, that lighting was terrible. I thought it was my TV.
No.
I kept trying to change the lighting. Yeah, that was horribly lit.
Oh, awful.
If you're going to have a fight with a Night King, at least make it happen in the day.
You know what's well lit? T-Box. T-Box, Texas.
Better be.
Yeah. No. We're going to be there on Friday. All the shows are going to be there. We're going to play. We're going to have a competition at Pebble Beach. We're all going to play a round at Pebble Beach, and the lowest score is going to win a $500 cooler. Go to my Twitter handle to see it. It's unbelievable, people. It is unbelievable. It is awesome. And if you're an Astros fan, you want this. Trust me. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great place to play, 8 simulators, a bar, TVs, just awesome. It'll take about an hour to play Pebble Beach. It'll take you about an hour to play. So if you got a lunch break, come on over and play. You just have to show up at some time, and the lowest score, whoever posts the lowest score, is going to get this cooler that Daniel has put together. I'm telling you, it is awesome. And if it's raining outside, if it's dark outside, if it's too hot outside, if it's too cold outside, if you just don't want to play outside, you got T-Box. You're looking for a great place to play. Get your drink on, get your sports on, get your golf on. T-BoxTexas.com, T-BoxTexas.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
News of the weird. Weird now, I'm telling you. John and Lance Weird. News. Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird. News.
All right. Here's the story, Lance. A man was rescued. An Iranian man was rescued after deodorant got lost in his rectum. Do you feel like...
What do you mean rescued?
Rescued, yeah.
Rescued.
Yeah, rescued. He was rescued. Actually, you could die. Rectum damn near killed him.
Damn near killed him. Look at you. Pull that out of him. The blue. I know where that came from, but we've all heard it. I just don't know where that one comes from.
The Iranian man was reportedly in too much pain for a standard rectal investigation, so the surgeon was forced to use X-rays to find it. Had traveled into his digestive tract.
Oh, that's why you got to rescue him.
Wow. Yikes. Seems like, okay, I know you want your stomach to smell good, but you should not.
Man, why do you care about your stomach smelling good?
Well, I don't know. Why would you put a deodorant all the way? I
feel like that wasn't what was going on there.
I'm
not even going to ask if it was roll-on or aerosol.
A Vancouver man broke into a home, mopped the floor, took selfies, and then stole cupcakes from a home. Do you feel like that was the best use of your break-in?
I think you're least like, so we know this because he got caught because he must have posted it. Well, you said he had selfies, so he posted it.
Yeah.
So more self-snitching by a thief.
Right.
Can't
right.
stay off the ass.
Well, but what are you going to get prosecuted for? Stealing cupcakes?
Breaking and entering. Yeah. The B&E is probably going
to
get you.
Yeah, probably. A 102-year-old woman shares her secret to a long life.
Say Coors Light again. I dare you.
Good sex. Joyce Jackman celebrated her 102nd birthday. Joyce Jackman celebrated her 102nd birthday. Good sex and good sherry, she says.
Okay.
Okay. And in a related story.
That's a lot cooler story when she's 55.
Yeah.
65. 102.
In a related story, a couple that has been... A couple that has been married for 75 years say the secret to a long marriage? Arguing every day. How's your marriage?
We don't argue every day. Our marriage is fine. Well, those are two polar opposites. Sex and arguing every day.
Arguing every day.
That's the secret to a good marriage?
Apparently. The secret to a good marriage is the secret to long life is put down to beer, whiskey, and Bailey's every day.
Who likes that?
Okay. Well, okay. They argue every day, but he's also got a lot of alcohol. Here they are.
Yeah, yeah, he's drinking.
He's drinking a lot. There's no question about that. A study says...
Closed on you?
It closed on me. A study says that a majority of people... Bring a condom. 80% of men have brought a condom to a funeral. Are you in the 80% or 20%?
There's no way that's true.
80%
of
men.
That's not true.
Yes.
80%. No, it's not. No, who said this?
A study.
Who? A study by Durex?
A study says
by Trojan?
80% of men.
Who said this?
2,000 adults.
80%.
2,000 adults ages 18 to 35 took part in a survey. 80% of them said they brought a condom to a funeral.
Okay, maybe
it's
it was
not
in
a
their
place to,
maybe it was in their wallet some. And they just had their wallet.
Well,
with them.
Maybe or maybe they go, "Hey, this is a good place to catch something." Yeah.
Weddings, not funerals.
Funerals.
It's not funerals.
I don't know. Okay. Lego's now facing a boycott. Transgender building sets. Lance, have you ever when you had your Lego set when you were a kid? Did you have a transgender building set?
No.
Why do companies get into this?
They're
why?
Just dying to.
Why?
Are you going to take a stand, Lego?
What are you doing?
We just want to keep making snap together toys. We don't want to be part of this.
I just want
kids to
play.
We're not taking a side. We're for all of you. Please just let us make our toys. All right, Stretch Armstrong. What are you in for?
Oh, my
God. Okay, PlayStation. What are your thoughts on this? Take a stand. Which way are you
on?
We're just making games.
That's all.
We don't want to get in this. No.
I know what I want. When I want to play games, I want to play a hoops game. Okay? I want to play hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. That's what I want. I want a hoops goal that's the best damn goal ever. That's what I want. So when I play my game of basketball, I want, and I had that. We had that in the driveway, in the front of the house. You can put it in the back of the house. You can put it on the garage, but those don't go up and down. The best goal in the history of goals is the goal that you can raise and you can lower, and it is the best goal. Period! Exclamation point. The installation is second to none. It was bolted into the ground. They'll dig it. They'll bolt it. They even took it out and brought it to a neighbor's house and put it in there. Because after we moved, the goal, you know, we didn't need the goal anymore. And one of the neighbor's kids, the kids love it because they can lower it. Dad, I can't throw up a basket to 10 feet. I can't. So what do I want to do? I'm never going to play, right? Well, if you lower the goal for the kids, you can lower it down to 5 feet. Everybody can enjoy it. And the kids can dunk. The kids want to dunk, Dad. Dad, I want to dunk. So if you're looking for the best goal in the history of goals, it's not even arguable. It's the hoops goal. Go to hoopsprodunk.com. It's produnk.com. You're looking for the best goal ever. Produnk.com.
What do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama. You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diane will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress, but not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.